Thus We See, of Scorpions and Prophetic Loopholes. Sunday, September 30th, 2018. I had a late night encounter with an unwanted house guest this summer. I was walking in from outside and suddenly felt a sharp sting between my big toe and toe number two, right where the two toes come together. Yes, I was barefoot, but don't start. As I yelped and lifted my foot, another fiery sting caused me to yelp again, then a third time. By then I figured out what was going on and reached down to find the little creature, but he was gone. The pain was outrageous. I hopped around on one foot, focusing on controlling my language. I had stepped on a scorpion, and he made me pay thrice. Now, I've stepped on scorpions a couple of times before, but they didn't get their stingers up in time and paid the ultimate price of being squished. This guy was different. When I stepped on him, he went between my toes and got his tail up and was going to keep stinging me until one of us escaped. Grabbed a blacklight flashlight that we keep handy, just in case, and turned off the lights. The scorpion was on the ground right behind me. He was quickly reduced to a flattened ex-scorpion. Thankfully, I'm not super allergic to scorpion stings, but man, did it hurt. Within a couple hours, my leg was numb from the knee down, and it took several days to get back to normal. Of course, any religious examination of scorpions will lead any Latter-day Saint directly to Elder Patrick Kieran's awesome general conference address that included a scorpion story. You remember him. He has the excellent British accent. So I went back and read it. This time, something jumped out at me that has been on my mind lately, and is very timely with conference coming up next weekend. Here's what he said. Quote, "When we choose another path from the one we know to be right, as taught by our parents and leaders, and as confirmed to our own hearts by the Holy Ghost, it is like stepping onto the desert sand in flip-flops instead of shoes. We then seek to justify our lazy or rebellious behavior. We tell ourselves we're not really doing anything wrong, but it doesn't really matter, and that nothing all that bad will result from letting go just a little from the iron rod. Perhaps we console ourselves with the thought that everyone else is doing it, or doing worse, and we won't be negatively affected anyway. We somehow convince ourselves that we are the exception to the rule, and therefore immune to the consequences of breaking it. We refuse, sometimes willfully, to be exactly obedient, and we hold back a portion of our hearts from the Lord, and then we get stung." Here is the line that jumped out at me. We somehow convince ourselves that we are the exception to the rule, and therefore immune to the consequences of breaking it. The idea of convincing ourselves that we are the exception to the rule is what I refer to as looking for prophetic loopholes. Elder Ballard touched on that idea regarding those searching for loopholes in the church. He said, quote, "Those who live according to Heavenly Father's eternal plan will not want to absorb any information that is illicit or untoward, nor will they destroy their spiritual sensitivity through immoral acts or consumption of any harmful substance. Neither will they search for doctrinal loopholes to find reasons to challenge the ordained leadership of the church, nor tamper with the simple truths of the gospel. They will not attempt to justify any lifestyle that is contrary to the plan of happiness. If they do any of these things, they will never find the inner peace and joy that living the gospel brings." Wait, there's more. President Henry B. Eyring added this, quote, "When a prophet speaks, those with little faith may think that they hear only a wise man giving good advice. Then, if his counsel seems comfortable and reasonable, squaring with what they want to do, they take it. If it does not, they consider it either faulty advice or they see their circumstances as justifying their being an exception to the counsel. Those without faith may think that they only hear men seeking to exert influence for some selfish motive." Close quote. This is especially applicable at conference time, but also applies to any counsel given to us by our leaders. President Eyring added this testimony, quote, "Every time in my life when I've chosen to delay following inspired counsel or decided that I was an exception, I came to know that I'd put myself in harm's way. Every time that I've listened to the counsel of prophets, felt it confirmed in prayer, and then followed it, I have found that I moved towards safety." Close quote. There's a strong possibility that next weekend one of the prophets will ask us to do something that we might not be all that excited about. It happened recently when President Nelson asked us to stop calling ourselves Mormons, and the response covered the spectrum between some people immediately making the change to others saying they will never make the change. There's a way to approach such circumstances that can help us from being stung and keep us safe. When presented with a request, challenge, or assignment, or change from the Lord's servants, the first thing we need to do is start adjusting our minds, hearts, and lives to accommodate the change. Let's call it a Nephi mindset. 1 Nephi 3:7. I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded, for I know that the Lord giveth no commandments unto the children of men, save he shall prepare a way for them, that they may accomplish the thing which he commandeth them. Depending on the issue, the Nephi mindset can be a leap of faith, or it can be easy peasy. Either way, I highly endorse it. In contrast, those looking for exceptions and prophetic loopholes usually begin with the same word, but. In the immortal words of Pee Wee Herman, everyone I know has a big but. Do you have a big but? For example. But it's really just a suggestion, not a commandment. But I like the way I've been doing it, and I'm a good person. I know the prophet said, but I think he meant something else. But plenty of people do it my way. Often we respond to challenges with this specific but. I'm going to think about it and wait and see how it plays out before I will commit. As soon as I'm sure it's legit, I'll get on board. The problem with this but mindset is that it runs counter to the Lord's order of things. Ether 12:6 says, Wherefore dispute not, because ye see not. Ye receive no witness until after the trial of your faith. The key word in that scripture is after. Boyd K. Packer told of receiving guidance from the prophet Harold B. Lee, quote, We once had a major decision to make. When our prayers left us uncertain, I went to see Elder Harold B. Lee. He counseled us to proceed. Sensing that I was still very unsettled, he said, The problem with you is you want to see the end from the beginning. Then he quoted this verse from the Book of Mormon, Dispute not because ye see not, for ye receive no witness until after the trial of your faith. He added, You must learn to walk a few steps ahead into the darkness, and then the light will turn on and go before you. That was a life-changing experience from one verse in the Book of Mormon. Close quote. A but mentality is reluctant to take such a leap of faith, and instead searches for loopholes and how to be the exception. Contrast it with the Nephi mentality and a willingness to trust in the Lord's servants and the Holy Ghost and take the leap. It's not a small thing to declare ourselves the exception to what the Lord asks of us. That option should only be explored after we have done everything in our power to adjust our hearts, minds, and lives to comply. In many cases, it would be wise and safe to discuss our rationale with a church leader before we can try and squeeze through a loophole. I'm not saying that there might be situations where an exception might be justified, but it is not frequent, and by no means is it a simple thing. We will be accountable for waving off prophetic instruction. The opportunity to choose between a Nephi mentality and a but mentality will most likely present itself next weekend. Last year at conference, Elder Neil A. Anderson said, quote, I testify that in this conference we have heard the voice of the Lord. We should not be alarmed when the words of the Lord's servants run counter to the thinking of the world, and at times, our own thinking. It has always been this way. Close quote. Hopefully we can spend our conference experience looking for ways to be like Nephi, instead of looking for loopholes, exceptions, and buts. P.S. Don't get stung.